Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Meseches Yoma has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Robert Goodman. Le'iloi Nishmas, Chaim Menachem Aharon ben Yecheskel Nechemya.
Yuma Daf Tes. The Gemara on the bottom of Chesel Medbeis brings the Mishnah and Dmei, Hanachtoimin Le'chayvu Yisun Chachomim Le'hafrish Elatrumus Meiser V'chala. Then Anachtoim, the Chachomim were only mechayv them to be mafish from Dmei, Trumus Meiser and Chala. And the Gemara continues, Truma Gedoilo, they were potter, Lefi Sheshalach, Bechol Gula Yisrael, V'roa Shein Mafishin, Ela Truma Gedoilo Belvad. Even the Amayar Oret knew to be Mafish Truma Gedoilo, so there was no chshash on Dmai that Truma Gedoilo was not yet taken. Maiser Rishon and Maiser Oni Nami Loi, Hamitzim Yechaveri Olivaraya. Maiser Rishon and Maiser Oni, also you did not have to give, because since once you're Mafish it, like Rashi explains, it's no longer a question of Tevel. It's only a question of whose mominus is this? Are these payers? Is it the money of the Levim or the Aniyim, or is it his own mammon? So misafik, we say hamotzi mirchaveri olover raya. And the Gemara continues, but what about Maiser Sheni? Nifreshu v'nisku v'nechlenu b'Yushalayim. Why don't the Nachtoimin have to be mafresh Maiser Sheni and bring it to Yushalayim to eat? On that, the Gemara answers, mitoch shaparhedrin halolu chayv tenoison kol yud beis chaydesh v'omrim lehem michru bezoil lo yatrichu rabbanon. The Rabbana were not mechayiv them, they gave a special kula to Anachtim. Now Rashi in the bottom of Ches Amud Beis explains that really the whole difference between Anachtim and anyone else is legabri the Maiser Sheni. Anyone else is mechayiv to be mal a Maiser Sheni even from Demai, bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it there. And Anachtim, the Chacham pater them from Maiser Sheni. Now the Lashon of the Mishnah, lechayivu oisin Chacham lahafrish, elotrumus Maiser v'chalo, is mashma that the only thing that have to be mafrish is trumas meiser and chala. However, we see from later on in Rashi, Dibur Maskel Hamoitzim Rechaveri Olavaraya, Rashi is talking about meiser rishon and meiser oni, and Rashi's mashma that they do have to be mafrish, meiser rishon and meiser oni. The lashon of Rashi is mechi afreshe va'afke mishum tevel ein ba yalosofe gezel levim va'anin. Once you already were mafrish, the meiser rishon and meiser oni, so it's no longer tevel, now the question just is a question of mominus. So in that, the Chachamim said that the din is Hamoitzim Rechaveri Olavaraya, since it's a Sufik, we're not sure does it belong to the Baal Bayis or belongs to the Levim and the Aniyim. Hamoitzim Rechaveri Olavaraya. The Tosfos Rosh makes a point of this as well. He says when it says L'chayv Oisim Chachamim Lahafish, the Tosfos Rosh says Pirish Lahafish Velitain. The word Lahafish really means Lahafish Velitain, to be mafish and to give. Avakulam tzarech lahafrish, but everything you have to be mafrish, meaning even meiser rishon and even meiser oni, you definitely have to be mafrish it. And he says the afilo meiser oni toivel. The din is that meiser rishon or meiser oni as well, until you mafrish it, the pairs have a din of tevel, and therefore they were not makel to let him be tevel. So therefore he explains that definitely meiser rishon and meiser oni had to be mafrished to be moitzi it from tevel. Once he's mafrish it, we say moitzi mechaveri olav araya. Now the Tosfos Rosh continues. When he says, when the Gemara says, Maiser Sheni Nifreshe V'Naske V'Nechlenu B'Yushalayim, here as well he says that the Loshen Nifreshe is Lavdafka, because the truth is you do have to be Mafreshe either way. The question really just is, why don't you have to bring it up to Yushalayim? And he explains, because Maiser Sheni as well, until your Mafreshe has a din of Tevel, Tevel is B'Misa, meaning Misa B'Dei Shemayim, and that they were not make alone. The only thing they were make alone is the Lav of Leisucha Lecho B'Sharecha. The din is that once you're mafrish meiser sheni, you have to bring it to Yerushalayim. And if you eat it outside of Yerushalayim, you're over the lav of leisucha lecho b'sharecha. And here, by tevel, they were makel for the nachtoimin not to be choshish for the lav of leisucha lecho b'sharecha, rather to be semich on the roiv, because the truth is even meiser, the other meisers, meiser rishon, meiser oni, and meiser sheni, roiv amayaretz meiser him. A roiv of amayaretz do know how to be meiser everything. It's only a chash that some of them don't. So b'derech klal we're machmer, we're mechayiv them. We're chayiv a person to be mafresh meiser sheni and bring it to Yerushalayim. On that we were make on the nachtoimin. But the kula was that they have to be mafresh it to make it no longer tevel, but then they do not have to bring it to Yerushalayim. They don't have to be chayshish for the love of levsucha lecho b'sharecha. The Tosfos Rosh continues, inami. He has another tzad, maybe to say otherwise. And he says, inami lav urcha de milsohi sheyikra alav shein meiser sheni. That's not a normal thing to do. It's a strange thing to do, to be kairish shame, meiser sheni on it. and then afterwards go and eat it outside Yerushalayim. Hilchach, therefore, he says, Afilu ba'avon tevel, de'ika miso, samchu al-roiv ama yaretz ma'isrim him. Now, Tosfos Rashi says, in his second side, he says, that even tevel, which has a chiv miso, miso b'dei shemayim, they were makel by ma'isr sheni, not to be choshesh for that chiv miso, and they were matter him not to be mafreshed at all. Because once you're mafreshed, then it would be a strange thing to be mafreshed and then go right away and eat it outside of Yerushalayim. So once they were makel not to eat in Yerushalayim, they're also makel as well not to be mafreshed whatsoever. So it would seem that the Tosfos Rosh had a suffix, what exactly you're supposed to do with the Ma'aser Sheni. One side, his first side is to say that you have to be mafreshed to make it no longer tevel, but you can eat it outside of Yerushalayim. And his second side is that you're not mafreshed at all. Now what does Rashi hold? Rashi Dibur Maschel Nifishu Vinasku. Rashi says, Shahare Yesh by Israel Isucha Lecha B'Sharecha. Rashi starts off saying that why don't you have to eat it in Yerushalayim? There's an Isser, there's a lav of Lesucha Lecha B'Sharecha outside of Yerushalayim. Now that Lashon would be Mashma, that it already has a shame of Ma'aser Sheni. Pashas, the lav of Lesucha Lecha B'Sharecha is only once it already is considered Ma'aser Sheni. That's only after you are Mafreshit. So it would be mashma for Rashi that you definitely do have to be mafreshit. And the Gemara's question just was, how could you eat it outside of Yerushalayim? However, Rashi continues and he says, Yafreshit kedei l'sakein tivloi. The hemshach of Rashi's mashma, that it's tevel. And the Gemara is asking, why don't you have to be mafreshit to take it out of the status of tevel? And Rashi continues, Hayu v'lai pasti b'midi, since there's no hefsid, so why can't, because the ha'inu nafshayu hadur ka'achli le'yub Yerushalayim, since he himself can eat it, so there's no hefsid caused by being mechayiv him to be mafresh, so he should have to be mafresh it to take it out of the status of tevel. The second half of Rashi seems to be mashma, that you don't have to be mafresh at all. That was part of the Gemara's kasha, to be mafresh it. So the beginning of Rashi and the end of Rashi seem to be a little bit seiser minei ubei. And the truth is, some of the girsays do not have the hemshech of Rashi at all. They take out the second half of Rashi. Now the Gvur Sari, he quotes a Rashi on Chesam and Beis, and he wants to be medayik from the Rashi that you don't have to be mafreshed at all. Rashi, towards the end of Dibur Maskel Hanachtoimin, the Lashon of Rashi is, "Mitoich shu raga limkar kol shah, hikilu alav she'enai tzarech lehafresh alav ma'aser sheni shodmai." The Lashon of Rashi is mashpat that they were makel, that he does not have to be mafresh b'chlal. So the Gvur Sarid learns Rashi that you don't need hafresha. However, the truth is, this Rashi itself, the beginning of Rashi, is mashma the other way. Rashi says, "Lo chayvu aleim lehalois ma'aser sheni shodemai liYerushalayim." Rashi is mashma that you are mafreshit, just they weren't mechayiv him to bring it to Yerushalayim. So here also, Rashi is not clear what does Rashi hold, whether you need hafresha or not. As far as the Gvur Sarid's diuk, from the end of Rashi, Rashi says, "She'ene tarch lahafreshel of ma'aser sheni shodemai lehalois liYerushalayim by liftois." The Lashon of Rashi would be mashma that we definitely are not going to be mechayiv him to be mafresh if he's not going to do anything with it. If he's not going to be maladut to Yerushalayim, or he's not going to be paid it. That would make it sound a little bit like the second side of the Tosfos Rosh, that there's no tzad that he should be mafresh it and then allow him to eat it out of Yerushalayim. That's something which is not a normal thing. That's something which looks strange. So if the Gvur Sarid's Diuk and Rashi is right, it would be mashma like the Tosfos Rosh in a second pshat. And there's no tzad to allow him to be mafreshed and then eat it. Therefore, that would be the reason not to be mafreshed at all, because if once we're going to be makel and allow him to eat it outside of Yerushalayim, then we'd rather tell him not to be mafreshed b'chlal. Al-Koparim, the Gvur Sarid understands Rashi that the din is that you're not mafreshed b'chlal, and he explains, once they were seimich on the roiv ha-me'aretz, ma'aisim him, in order to be mater ba'achila, so ma'mela they're also seimich on roiv ha-me'aretz, to allow him not to be mafreshed b'chlal. Now the Gvur Sarid asks Akasha, according to this diuk in Rashi, that you're not mafresh b'chlal, he asks an interesting question. He says, once we were makel not to be mafresh, and we're not concerned about the fact that it's tevel le'inyin ma'aser sheni, so he asks, why then is there a kpeda dafka that you should be mafresh ma'aser rishon, chumas ma'aser, once it's anyways tevel, because the din is, he quotes the Gemara Makkos, that even something which all it's missing is the hafresha of ma'aser sheni or ma'aser ani, even though everything else was taken, but as long as one thing is still missing, one afresh is still missing, it's still considered tevel. So if so, what's the point in being mafresh, ma'aser rishon, and trumas ma'aser? Tevel is tevel. Once it's anyways tevel, because ma'aser sheni was not yet taken, so they might as well not take ma'aser rishon or trumas ma'aser either. That's not any worse if it's missing more afreshes. It's all the same tevel. But he says the truth is it's totally in a machlokes rishonim. What's the din if something is tovel le'inyan meiser sheni or meiser oni? Does it still have on it a chi of misa? Tevel b'derech klal is a chi of misa b'dei shemayim. So what about if everything else was taken except for meiser sheni or meiser oni? Is there still a chi of misa b'dei shemayim? And he quotes the Rambam in Perek Yud, Macholis Asuris, Halacha Yutes. The Rambam holds that there's no longer a chi of misa b'dei shemayim once Chumah G'dayla and meiser and Chumas meiser were taken. Even though meiser sheni or meiser oni was not taken, there is no longer a chi of misa b'dei shemayim. However, he brings a Tosis in Yevamos Daf Pei Vav, and who seems to be mistopic about this. Tosis has a tzad to say that there still is a chiv misa b'dei shemayim. If so, the Gvura Sevi says, what point would there be to be mechayiv him to be mafrish meister rishon and shumas meister? It's anyways tevel, and as long as it's tevel l'inyan meister sheni, there's the same chiv of misa b'dei shemayim anyhow. So what's the point? However, he says, if you hold like this tzad, that Tevel and Meiser Sheni has a Chi of Misa B'dei Shemayim, then definitely you do have to be Mafrish Meiser Sheni. The whole tzad to say you shouldn't have to be Mafrish Meiser Sheni is if you hold that Tevel and Meiser Sheni is a love. So if it's only a love, then what's the difference? Why should we rather you be Mafrish and be over the love of Lesucha Lecho B'Sharecha, of eating it outside of Yerushalayim? Don't be Mafrish at all, and then also you'll only be over a love. There's no difference. But if you hold that Tevel Meiser Sheni is a Chi of Misa, then of course it will be Mechayev you to be Mafish, to downgrade the Isser from a level of Chi of Misa to a level of a Lav. So he says, therefore, HaKorchach, the only tzad to say that you don't have to be Mafish Bechlal is if you hold that Tevel Meiser Sheni is only a Lav. And he says, once we say that, that Tevel Meiser Sheni is only a Lav, then of course we understand why they were still Mechayev him to be Mafish Meiser Rishon and Trumas Meiser. Because before you're Mafish those, there's a Chi of Misa of Tevel. So you have to be mafrish those chiyuvim, and now there's only a lav of tevel, and that we will make along. So either way, b'manav shach, the kasha is not shver. Either you hold the tevel of ma'isa sheni is b'misa, and then you definitely have to be mafrish tevel to mafrish ma'isa sheni to downgrade it to a lav. And if you hold the tevel of ma'isa sheni is a lav, then b'meila we understand why you have to be mafrish the other things. You have to be mafrish ma'isa rishon and shumas ma'isa because those are chi of misa. Only the ma'isa sheni you don't have to be mafrish because that's a chi of a lav. That's a lav. This is what the Gvura Sevi says. However, it would seem that the Tosfos of the Rosh is still shver. Because the Tosfos of the Rosh definitely holds, he says clearly, that tevel of ma'isa sheni is a chi of misa. And still, in his second tzad, he has a tzad to say that you're not mafrish to ma'isa sheni b'chlal. Why? Once we're mekel to eat it outside of Yerushalayim, we'd rather you not be mafrish to ma'isa sheni. If so, l'chayr et shver, what the Gvura Sevi points out, so why are we mechayv you then to be mafrish to ma'isa rishon and the chumas ma'isa? If anyways it's tevel, and tevel is a chi of misa, and we're being mekel on that, we're being samech and reiv amei ha'aretz ma'isen hein, so what's the point of being mafrish to ma'isa rishon and chumas ma'isa? Either way it's tevel. Either way it's the tevel of chi of misa. So don't be mafrish anything. So the truth is the Gvura Sevi himself really answers in the end that perhaps even if you hold that tevel ma'isa sheni is a chi of misa, and even if you hold that you do not have to be mafrish it, which like we're saying, that's really what the Tosfos Rosh himself holds, still, the Gvura Sevi says they did not want to change the din of a nachtoim to make him different than anyone else more than they had to. So the only thing they were mekel on was not to be mafrish meiser sheni, but like the Gvura Sevi says, lo yirotsu shiyei kula gereres kula acheres, they didn't want to take the kula any further, and therefore they were still mechayivim to be mafrish meiser rishon and chumas meiser, even though he did not have to be mafrish meiser sheni. So that's the chere how we have to say b'das the Tosfos Rosh as well. Now Tosfos in Dibur Maaser Meiser Rishon makes a different point, and he says, why is it that the Chumas Meiser we have to be mafrish and give it to the Kohen? The same way the Gemara says as far as the Meiser Rishon and the Meiser Oni, that you have to be mafrish but you don't have to give it, because Hamoisi Mechaveri Olover Raya, if so, the Chumas Meiser as well. You have to be mafrish it so it is no longer Tevel. However, since it's a question of Mominus, whether whose Momin it belongs to, so he says, Taisa says, even though Enechanami Azar is also to eat Chumas Meiser. However, nevertheless, Azar can own Chumas Meiser. If a Kohen will give Chumas Meiser to Azar, the Azar now owns it. He cannot eat it because it's like Chuma, which is Osir Ba'achilo for Azar. However, he can own it, and he can give it to whoever he'd like as a present, or he can sell it. Enechanami, he won't get a full price for it because this is something which is not edible for everyone. However, let him sell it to a Kohen for a cheap price. So why is it that we're Mechayev this Nachtoim to give away the Chumas Meiser for free? since it's a suffix whether he has to give it bechlal, so inichanami he has to be mafresh it, and inichanami he cannot eat it himself, but why can't he sell it to a kayin? And the Tosis answers, kiyun the dover mu'atu, she'inay ela chilik echon mikuf, since it's such a small amount, it's only 1 out of 100, ve'oy demea mu'atim, anyways, it's not worth too much, you tarach lemoicher bezoil. So therefore, Tosis says, takina rabbanon she'it nenu lekayinim. Once it's anyways not so much, it's very small value, the Chacham were masakin that he should just give it to the Kayin. Now the Tosis Rosh asks his kasha as well, and he says a little different teretz. He says, Masha inay moicher chumas meiser lekayin, mishum dechoshu chachamim, di masha le bebayis, ad mashke chayin lezvuni le, osi li dey takola. He says, we didn't want this nachtoim to hold on too long to this chumas meiser. We're afraid he might come to eat it by mistake. So we wanted him to get rid of it as soon as possible. And if we were going to allow him to sell it, he's going to hold on to it till he gets as much, as high of a price as he can. And we're afraid he might come to the takala, he might come to eat it by mistake. So therefore we said that you should give it away as soon as possible to a kain. And this is what Rashi and Seita Daf Mem Chesom Mid Aleph says as well. So Al-Kaponim, both according to Taisus over here, and according to the Taisus of Rashi and Rashi, this din is only din darabonon. Really, midai reiso, he should be able to hold on to it and sell it to a kain because it's a sofik mamon, and a sofik mamon amitzu mechaveri levaraya. So you can't eat it, but he should be able to sell it to a kain. One final point on this sugya is for that he's mafresh the meiser. However, he keeps the meiser for himself, and from the meiser he's mafresh chumas meiser. Now the Gvursari asks an interesting kasha. He says einachanami the meiser he can keep. It's a sofik mamon, and the din is amitzu mechaveri olvaraya. However, there's a machlokes in Gittin Lamed Aleph between Rabbi Elazar ben Gamlo and the Chachamim, whether the Baal Bayis, who owns the Peiris, can he himself be mafish the Trumas Meister and give it directly to the Kain? Or no, he has to give the Meister to the Levi, and only the Levi is the one who's able to be mafish Trumas Meister. The Shita of the Chachamim is that the Baal Bayis himself cannot give Trumas Meister. He says it's like the din of Tayyim Shlemi Das Baal Bayis, the ancient Masai Truma. And if so, the Gvursari asks, according to this Shita, how could the Baal Bayis go and be mafresh Trumas Meiser? Einachanami, the Meiser, once he's mafresh it, he could hold on to it, because that's a Sofik moment. Perhaps he's the one who has the rights to this moment. However, as far as the Trumas Meiser is concerned, since he's not a Levi, and the whole reason we're being mechayivim to be mafresh Trumas Meiser is because we're afraid that the Amoritz was not mafresh Meiser and Trumas Meiser, so the whole tzad that he has to be mafresh Trumas Meiser is it wasn't hufresh yet. And if that would be so, then the Meiser should go to the Levi, and the Levi is the one who should be mafresh the Trumas Meiser. So how can the Baal Bayis go and be mafresh Trumas Meiser? It shouldn't be chal, it's not his. And the Gvursari says a very important yisoy that we learn from here. He says, Einachanami, the din ha-moitz mechaveri levaraya is a psak momen. However, once we paskin that this momen belongs to the Baal Bayis, then it's his 100%, and even the gabi dinim of Isser Veheter, we consider that it belongs to him. And therefore, even though b'derech klal, the Levi is the one who has to be mafresh Trumas Meiser, the Gvursari explains it's not really because one has to be a Levi in order to make a chalois Trumas Meiser, rather because the Levi is the one whose moment it is. And the one, the Baal Bayis, he doesn't own the Meiser. He cannot be mafresh the Trumas Meiser. However, once we paskin, mikoyach the din of ha-moitzi mecheveri olav araya, that the Baal Bayis has the monetary rights to this Meiser, so mamela he can also go and be mafresh the Trumas Meiser. Through the din of ha-moitzi mecheveri olav araya, he's established as the undisputed owner. And therefore, even the gabi dinim of Isser Veheter, we give him the right to be mafresh Trumas Meiser because he's considered the owner b'toras vaday. And the Gvursari continues. He says, not only in this case where roiv amei arts ma'aserim heim do we consider the Baal Bayis the owner because of mitzvah mechaveil v'raya, even if it will be a sofik ashokol, or even if there will be a roiv keneged the Baal Bayis, even when one has a roiv keneged him saying it's not his mamon, but since the din is mitzvah mechaveil v'raya, even against the roiv, even a roiv cannot be mitzi from a muchzik. So that muchzik, once we'll pass kinamitzik mechaveri ol v'raya, even the kula will consider his mamin, even to give him the right to be mafresh Trumas Meiser. The Kehilas Yaakov, the stipler in Simon Gimel over here in Yuma, is meirich about this yisoid. He brings a few other nafkaminas. One example is in Esrig, where there was a suffik who owns this Esrig. And through the klal of hamitzik mechaveri ol v'raya, we paskind that a person is the owner. Then even though now he wants to do with a mitzvah with this, and the mitzvah requires that he should be the owner, it has to be his, The din is that he can use this esrog for his mitzvah, and we're not concerned that perhaps it's still someone else's. It's not even considered a suffolk anymore. Once we paskin that it's his mammon, that psak helps for the din to be able to use it for the mitzvah as well. The stipler asks a kasha on this yisoid from the Gemara in Baba Basra Daf Pei Aleph. The Gemara over there discusses when one buys two trees from his friend, it's a suffolk whether included in the sale was the land between the two trees. Is it automatically understood that that land is included in the sale or not? He only bought the trees, but he owns no land. And the Gemara says it's a suffolk, and therefore the din is a moisim mechaveri olva raya, and he does not get the land. That's the way the Rashbam over there explains. And the sugya over there brings in the Mishnah and Bikurim. The klal is that in order for one to bring Bikurim, he has to own land. That's part of the psukim, the lashon of the psukim, asher tavi mi'artzecha. He has to bring the peris from land that he owns. And if he does not own land, he cannot bring Bikurim. And the Mishnah says, if one bought two ilonis, maybe ve'enei kairi, he could bring Bikurim, but he does not read the psukim, which is the din anytime someone is mechuyiv misafik. A safik Bikurim, the din is maybe ve'enei kairi. And here also it's a safik, perhaps he does not own any karka, and therefore he cannot bring Bikurim if he doesn't own the karka. So it would be mashma from here that even though we paskin as far as the mominus, even though as far as the actual ownership of the land, we say hamotzi mechaveri olva raya, and we leave the karka by the seller, who is the mochsik. However, regarding the din of Bikurim, since it's a suffix whether he has a mitzvah or not, as far as that is concerned, we say that the suffix remains. It's still considered a suffix, and he has to bring Bikurim. He doesn't read the parasha because it's still a suffix. But here also, why don't we say that once there's a psak of a moitzich mechaveri olva raya, and the owner of the land is the moicher with this psak of a moitzich mechaveri olva raya, so it's no longer suffik, even as far as isurim or even as far as mitzvahs, there's no longer a tzad that the land was sold. Why should he have to bring bikurim bechlal? And the stipler discusses this. He has the mahalach, but al kaponim, this is an important yisoid of the gvur sari, which he takes out of our sugya. Now further on, the Gemara says, Omer Rabba Bar Chana, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, May diksiv Yiras Hashem Taisif Yomim, Ushnois Vishayim Tiktarno, Yiras Hashem Taisif Yomim, Zemigdash Rishayin, Sha'omar Abraham Yoyis V'Eser Shonim, V'Lashim Shuba Yal Yurches Koyenim Gedolim, Ushnois Vishayim Tiktarno, Zemigdash Shini, Sha'omar Dar Meyis V'Eser Shono, V'Shim Shuba Yoyis V'Mishloish Meyis Koyenim. Now the Girsa is questionable. Our Girsa is Yurches Koyenim Gedolim. In Hagoyis Agra, he's Goyis Shnei Masar, that there were 12 Kahanim Gedolim. Rashi in Divrei Hayom seems to say like that as well, that there were only 12. And Tosis over here brings the Riva that was Goyis Shmoina Kahanim. The question is how to read the Psukim in Divrei Hayom, how to understand the way the Psukim lists the different Kahanim Gedolim, who exactly was included, who was not. There's a Yahid Tzadok, he was the ninth one that was questionable. And Tosis comes out that there are really nine. And what's the pshat in the girsa that there were Yud Ches? The Yushalmi has such a girsa. And Tosis explains that the pshat in the Yushalmi is that the 18 include the 9 Kohanim Gedolim and their skanim, their assistant Kohanim Gedolim. And why do we include the assistants? Tosis explains it's the Larav Chodemilsa. The Gemara is trying to prove how few Kohanim Gedolim there were during the Bayis Rishon. And that the Gemara says that the most there possibly could have been were 18. Why 18? Because even if one year a Kohen Gadol was not ready to do the Avodah, if he was Tamei or some other Oinus happened, so that year their Skan did the Avodah, nevertheless the most there possibly could have been was 18. Now the truth is this Pshat of Tosis would seem to be a bit difficult, because the whole point of the Gemara is to prove the Arichas Yomim that the Kohanim Gedolim had during the Bayis Rishon. That 9 Kohanim Gedolim, their careers spanned the entire 410 years. Now, if that's the point of the Gemara, why would it make a difference if one year the Kohen Gadol cannot do the Avodah and his skan, his assistant, moved in to do the Avodah? Enechnami, it would turn out that more than 9 Kohanim Gedolim did Avodah over these years, but that doesn't change the point. The main point is that 9 Kohanim Gedolim spanned the entire length of the 410 years. The fact that one Kohen Gadol didn't do the Avodah and someone else did the Avodah that year, that does not diminish in any way from the Arichas Yom that the Kohanim Gedolim had. So Tosis really is a bit shver. You have to try to understand what Tosis means. The Shmuel Chaim brings over here an interesting raya from this Tosis to a different point. He quotes the Shara Melech in Perek Aleph Hilchos Yom HaKippurim Halacha Gimel B'Shem Nezera Avram, who has an interesting shaila. He says on one hand we find the Rambam Perek Aleph Avodas Yom HaKippurim Halacha Gimel. The Rambam says that the Kohen Shemaskin in Tachtov, the assistant Kohen who did the Avodah on Yom HaKippurim in case the Kohen Gadol became Tomei, so when Yom HaKippurim is over, and the first Kohen Gadol is once again Roy for Avodah, so he comes back and he takes back his position. However, the Rambam continues, when this Kohen Gadol dies, the first one, the first right to the next Kohen Gadol, is this Kohen Gadol who did the Avodah already once, the Kohen HaMaskinim Tachtov, who already moved in once and took over for the Kohen Gadol. He has the first rights to be the next Kohen Gadol. On the other hand, we find another Rambam, in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash Perek Daled Halacha Chof. The Rambam says that either when a Kohen Gadol dies, or when a Melech dies, the first rights to be the successor is the son of the Melech or the Kohen Gadol. As long as they're Roy, they're fit for the position, they have the first rights to take over for their father. And therefore, the Shaar HaMelech has a suffix, what's the din? Who has Kedima? If there already was once a Kohen Gadol who took over for the original Kohen Gadol and did the Avodah 1 year, on one hand we say that he has the first rights to be the next Kohen Gadol. On the other hand, we find that the son of the Kohen Gadol has the first rights. He has a suffix, who Lamaisa has the Kedima? Who has the din Kedima? And the Shmuel Chaim wants to bring a right from this Tosfos, because Tosfos says that we're counting 18 to include the Skan, in case 1 year the Kohen Gadol could not do the Avodah, that year the Skan did the Avodah, so then it would turn out that there were more than 9 Kohanim Gadolim who did Avodah during the Bayis Rishon. However, if we look in the Psukim and Divrei Hayomim, where the Psukim list all the Kohanim Gadolim, it's a chain from father to son. All the 9 Kohanim Gadolim which are listed there are one after the next, the son to the next son to the next son. So if so, the Shmuel Chaim asks, how could Tosfos have it said that 1 year the Segan came in and took over and did the Avodah that year? If so, then he would have been the next Kohen Gadol. And the Psukim say clearly that the next Kohen Gadol was the son of the previous Kohen Gadol. So obviously there was no one else, there was no Segan who ever did the Avodah. And there was no more than 9 Kohanim Gadolim over the years of Bayis Rishon. That's the right that he wants to bring from this Tosfos to the Shaar HaMelech Shaila. Now the truth is, this raya would not be conclusive because, like the Gemara is pointing out, that the Kohanim Gadolim all had Arichas Yomim. And therefore, it's very possible that after the Kohen Gadol died, perhaps there was a Skan who did Avodah at one point, but who knows, maybe he wasn't around anymore when the Kohen Gadol died. And therefore, the Kohen Gadol was passed on to the son. Okay, now further on, the Gemara discusses the Chatoim of the Bnei Eli. The Gemara says that was the reason why Shiloh was destroyed, because of the two chatoim of Gilui Arayis and Bizoyin Kodshim. And the Gemara says that even though the Pasuk says clearly, Ve'eli zokin ma'oid, v'shomas kol asher yasun, bonov l'chol Yisrael, v'es asher yishkivu nesa anoshim, atzovis pesach ayol ma'id, nevertheless, this Pasuk is not to be taken literally. And kol ha'omer b'nei Eli chotu, whoever says that they were chote in Gilui Arayis, eni elotaya. So what does it mean? Mitoich sheshou, because they delayed the woman, the Yoldois, who came to bring their carbon of a can, and they delayed them from going back to their husband, the Torah looks at this as very chomor, ki'ilu, that the Bnei Eli were oivid on Gilui Arayis. Now why were they delayed from going back to their husband? So Rashi explains that it's not the pshat that a woman, before she brings her cane, is usher to her husband. The din is that a yoledes, after 7 days for a zachar, or 14 days for an akeva, she's toivel and she's already mutter to her husband. However, she has a din of mechusar kippurim, until she's able to bring her karbonis, which for a zachar is 33 days later, for an akeva 66 days later, she has a din of mechusar kippurim, and Rashi says, therefore they're usher ba'achilas kodshim. And like Rashi says, they were misrashlin back ravason, v'hanoshim mamtino yistram atri akrivam. So Rashi means to say, it's not the pshat that the Bnei Eli caused them to remain usher to their husband, rather they caused them to be delayed and not be able to go back, and therefore they mevatel them from Piri Verivya. Now why did the women have to stick around until the carbon was brought? There's a Mishnah in Shkolim which says that there were 13 shofreis in the Beis HaMikdash. One of them was for kinim. One of them was designated that a person who was mechuyif to bring a cane, he could put his money into the shofar. The shofar was like a pushka. And the kohenim bought kinim with the money. And they brought a carbon for whoever was mechuyif to bring a cane. And the din is, the Gemara in Irvin left Lamed Beis quotes a braisa that says, Ha'isha sheyesh leha leida, a ziva, mevi a mois, v'noisnix v'shofar, All the woman has to do is come and put her money into the shofar. They could go and be toivel and already eat kachim that night. They could assume that they're no longer a mechusar kippurim because their kain was already brought. The Gemara continues, because ein bezdin shokainim oimdeis misham ach yichlu kol mois shebeshofar. The kainim would ensure that each day all the money that was in the pushka was used for kinim, and all the kinim were already brought, and therefore all the women were no longer mechusar kippurim. They were able to come into the Beis HaMikdash and eat kachim. So it would seem that the normal process for bringing a kain was you put the money into the shofar, and the kainim did the rest. You didn't have to stick around. You could assume that automatically the carbon was brought. So Rashi and Shabbos left Nun Hei Amud Beis on the similar Gemara that we have by us. Rashi says that the women were not able to be soimach on the Bnei Eli, since the Bnei Eli were lax about their Avodah, and the woman knew that they might not bring the carbon bechlal, so they would stick around and wait to make sure that the kain was actually brought. So Al Kaponim, Be'etzem B'derech Klal, there's no din for the women to stick around until the carbon is brought. You could be soimach on the kainim, but here they were afraid that the kainim would not bring it at all. Now the Meiri says something a little different. He says, V'layhoya ha'inyin, elo sh'afein ha'yunoyigin psilsil ba'atzman, sh'loy lachzer ba'aleyim at sh'yakrivu kineyim. He says the reason the woman stood there and waited for the carbon to be brought is because they were noyig silsil ba'atzman. They had a self-imposed chumrah to make sure that the carbon was brought and not to go back to the husband until the cane was brought. It would be mashmah from the Meiri that there was really no reason for them to stay there. They could have gone back right away to the husband. According to the Meiri, we have to explain so what was so bad with the Bnei Eli did. They weren't the ones who caused the delay. The women caused it to themselves. So we have to say that since the Bnei Eli knew that this is the minig of women that they stayed until the carbon was brought, so they should have been careful to bring it right away and not to cause the woman any delay. However, Rabbeinu Yaakov says a different pshat in this Gemara. He says, why do the women stay there? He says, v'hayu choizrin lo'aleyem, they did not go back to their husband, l'fi shetzrichois la'amoid al karbaneyem al pesach oyol moid. Rabbeinu Yaakov is saying that they stood there because there was a din dafka to stand there. Because of the din amida ala carbon, that when one brings a carbon, they're mechuyev to stand there and watch that the carbon is brought. So the shaila is there such a din or not? If there is such a din, like Rabbeinu Yaakov says, why did Rashi and the Meiri not say like that? Now the truth is, it's pashtus, it's a mefurish gemara in Soita Daf Ches. The Gemara says, the Gemara is quoting the Mishnah, which says that a Soita and a Yeledes are brought to Shar Niknar. Shar Niknar was one of the Sha'arim of the Azara, which the Shar itself did not have the Kedusha of the Azara. You were able to stand there even though you were not able to come to the Azara. Like, for example, Mechusar Kippurim was able to stand there. And the Gemara Davche says, why did a Yeledes have to stand there? And the Gemara says, because Ein Karbodi Shal Adam Karayiv Elam Kein Oymed Al Gabov. Rashi explains, there's a mitzvah for a person whenever they bring a carbon, Lamoid Velishmer Al Karbonoi. Rashi says it's learned out of the pasuk mitishmeru lahakriv li b'mayadoi, adin shmira ala carbon, and therefore Rashi says someone who is able to come into the azara, they come inside and they watch the carbon being brought from inside the azara. However, someone who is not able to come in, like a yeledes, so she stood in the shar nikdar and she watched the carbon from there. Now this is what Rashi says that we learn from the pasuk of tishmeru lahakriv li b'mayadoi to all carbonis. The Gvur Sabri in Tainis Chav Zayin discusses this. He seems to understand that the din of Amida ala carbon is only deraisa by a carbon tamid. That's where this pasuk is written, Tishmeru l'akiv li b'mayadoi. But any other carbon, and surely a carbon yachid, the din Amida ala carbon is only derabonon. But al kaponim, at least the din derabonon there is. So Rabbeinu Yaakov seems to be correct. It seems to be Mefurish Gemara. And Saitu Davches, so what's the plan of Rashi and the Meiri? Why didn't they bring the din of Amida ala carbon? So the truth is that Gemara is not so pashut b'chlau. The Cheshik Shlomo over there in Saitu Davches asks from a Mefurish Mishnah in Shkalim, which we mentioned before, that there were 13 shofars in the Mikdash. One of them is for Kinim. So all a person has to do is put their money into the shofar, and then they can go home. That's clear from the Brisa and Ervin, which we mentioned before as well, that the Yeledes put the money into the shofar, and she could rely on the Kinim that they brought it. So what's the pshat? What happened to the din of Amida ala carbon? And the Choshek Shana brings the Tosis Yontif in Shkolim Perek Zayin Mishnah Zayin. The Tosis Yontif says that when the Nevi'im Rishonim made a takana of Ma'amodos, the Ma'amodos were groups which Klai Yisrael was divided into to each have a shift to come to the Beis HaMikdash and stand and watch the Akravas Karbonis to be Mekayim the Din of Tishmeru L'Hakriv Li B'Mayadai. The Tosafos HaYontif says that this also helped for the din of a carbon, for the din amida al carbon by a carbon yochid. And that's why a person was able to put their money into the shofar and rely on the ma'amadais to be mekayim the din amida al carbon. However, the Chesrik Shlema asks on this Tosafos HaYontif from the Gemara and Saita which we mentioned before, which was mashma that the Yerledes herself had to stay there and watch the carbon. And he says, you have to say that Einachanami, Be'etzem Mi'ikra Din, you could be Yotze the Din Amida Al Karbin with the Ma'amadis. However, that's only for a person who wasn't able to, a Zokain or a Chayla. But the best thing would be for a person himself to stand and be Amid Al Karbin. In the Sefer Afik Ayam, Chilik Beis, Simon Zayin, he says something similar. He says, really, Mitzvah Boy Yosemi B'Shluchai. In general, we say that when a person is able to do a mitzvah himself, he should not give it over to a Shliach. And therefore, the best thing would be for the person to be aimed on the carbon himself. If it's not Efshar, he could rely on the Ma'amodis. The Gvura Simeon Tainis, he doesn't bring this tzad that the Ma'amodis were for a carbon yochid. However, he also says that the din of Amida al carbon by a yochid is only l'chatchilo. He says it's only a din darbonon. The Rai says it's only by the carbon tamid. And he says, therefore, if it's Efshar, if it's possible, one should be makbin and be aimed al carbon. Al Kaponim, we see from here that from these Achrayim that the din amid al carbon by a carbon yochid is not a davar pashut. Either the whole din is only lechatchila, or because you can really rely on the ma'amadais. And with this, we can understand why Rashi and the Meiri did not want to say like Rabbeinu Al-Yakim. They did not want to say that the women stayed there to be mekayim the din amid al carbon, because here, where the husband are waiting for them, there's an Indian of puravu, like Rashi says. Definitely, it would be mutter for them to go back and not have to be amid al carbon. And therefore Rashi and Meiri had to say, either because they couldn't rely on the Bnei Eli, they weren't reliable, or like the Meiri says, they were noig silsul ba'atman, they made a self-imposed chumrat dafka to watch the carbon being brought, but there would be no din amida al carbon to be mechayev them to stay there until the carbon is brought. Now the second chet of Bnei Eli, which the Gemara says it contributed to the destruction of Mishkan Shilai, was bizoyin kachim. And the Gemara brings the psukim, Gam beterem yaktiru nesachelev ubon na'ar akoyin va'omar l'isha seveach t'na boser litzleis. The Gemara goes to the psukim which describes the Bnei Eli asking for the meat of the carbon even before the chalovim were hooked. Now we have to discuss what exactly is the problem with eating the meat before the chalovim went on the mizbeach. Is this an actual iser? The lashon of the Gemara bizoyin kachim seems to be mashma that it was a disgrace of kachim, but perhaps not an outright iser. So the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Nuntes Amud Beis is the source of this din. The Gemara makes a drasha, Yochel yu ha-kohanim rashoyim b'chazav v'shoik koitim ha-ktoros emurim, tamaloymar v'hiktir ha-kohin es ha-chelev ha-mizbecha, v'hodar k'siv v'hoyo ha-choze la-aron ul-banov. We darshan from the Seder HaPsukim, which described first the ha-ktoros emurim, and then only afterwards does it say, v'hoyo ha-choze la-aron ul-banov. From this, the Gemara learns that Aaron Ubanov, the Kohanim, do not have a schus to the meat of the carbon until they're makter the emurim. The Braisa continues, Yochal nitmu emurim aisha avdu. What happens if the emurim are gone? Either they become tamei, they're not fit for the mizbeach, or they got lost. So you would think, lo yu ha-kohanim zoichin b'chaz v'shaik. So since the emurim were not hooked on the mizbeach, the Kohanim will not get the chaz v'shaik at all. The Gemara makes a drasha that if the Emurim are not here at all, then already Aaron Ubanov are mutter to eat the meat. Now the Achronim discuss at length what exactly is the gather of this din that Aaron Ubanov cannot eat the basar until the Emurim are hooked around the Mizbeach. And the two tzadim are like this. We know that dam, when you zerik the dam, that is a matter. That's matter the basar ba'achilo and the Emurim ba'aktara. Until one is zerik the dam on the mizbeach by a carbon of kachi kachim, there's meila on the basar. By a carbon of kachi kalam, there's no meila, but there's an iser hegdish, and the dam is needed to be matir the basar ba'achila. The dam is also considered a matir for haktara. For example, as far as the din of pigol, the way it works is if one is mechashev, he has machshava either to be oichol the basar chutzis manai or be makter the imurim chutzis manai. So if he has a machshava while he's doing the avodah of the matir, then it's the machshava that's considered a machshava spiegel. And therefore we find if while he's doing the avodah's haddam, he's thinking about eating the basar ba'achila, since the avodas adam is what's matter the basar b'achila, or if he's thinking about being matter the imurim chutzas manai. So again, since the dam is the matter of that haktara, so that's where machshava spiegel is. So we find that the dam is a matter for achilas basar and for haktaras imurim. And the shail is the haktaras imurim also a matter for the achilas basar? Do we say that the basar needs a second matter, not only the zrikas dam, but also the imurim? The Rambam seems to say such a lashon in Perek Yud Ches Psulei Hamikdashim Halacha Zayin. The Rambam says the imurim is the imurim matirnes habasar ba'achila. On the other hand, we find Tosfos in a number of places in Menachos Daf Yudalid and Zvachim Daf Mem Gimel. Tosfos says clearly that imurim is not a matir on the basar. Tosfos over there is coming to explain why there's pigal on the imurim. The Gemara says since the zrika sadam is matir the imurim, so there's pigal on the imurim. And Tosfos is bothered by but the imurim are also a matir. Shita's Tosfos over there seems to be that something which is a matir, even though perhaps it's also a nitar, but if it's both a nitar and a matir, then also there wouldn't be pigal. And Tosfos is asking that the chayr the emurim are a matir. What are they matir? They matir the achilas basar. And Tosfos says no, akorchach they're not. Shita's Tosfos over there is clearly that the aktaras emurim is not matir, is not considered a matir on the basar. And his raya is from the fact that the Gemara Pesachim says that if it's nitim emurim, or shenevdu, then the din is that you can eat the basar. If the emurim will be a matir, so if they're not here, even though there's no way we could be makter them, but there's no heter for the basar. From the fact that they're only ma'akiv, the achilas basar, when they're here, and we're able to be makter them, that would seem to be a raya, that it's just a din seder. If there's an option of, if there's still a possibility to be makter the emurim, then what? That's ma'akiv the achilas basar. You cannot go and eat the basar before being makter the emurim. But if the emurim are gone, then you could go eat the basar. Tosfos brings a raya from that the emurim are not a matir; it's just a din seder. The Rambam who seem to be mashmer that the emurim are matir of the basar will have to need it. Will need an explanation. What's the pshat? Why nitmoy nevdu? The basar should be mutter ba'achila. Rabbi Chanan and Kibbutz Shiurim on Beitza, Ois Nun Dalid. The Gemara on Beitza Daf Chof from a Beis. The Gemara is talking about over there about the din. The darim u'nedavos ain kraven b'yontif. According to the Mandamar, that you may not be makriv a neder or nedava on yontif. The only thing you could bring is a ilas ri'io or shalmi chagiga. What happens if you already went and shechted a carbon nedava? What do you do? So Rav over there says zurik es adam amnas lecho as basar. You could be zurik the dam on yontif in order to be matter the achilas basar. You'll be able to eat the basar and have some chaz yontif. That will be enough to be matter the zurik es adam. However, the haktaras imurim you do not do until at night, until after yontif. For that, there is no heter. Now, Tosfos over there asks, how can Rava say that we're zurik the dam to enable the achilas basar? But since there are imurim here, and the imurim were not going to be makter until the night, what heter is there to eat the basar before the haktaras imurim? And Tosfos speaks out, even though if the imurim would be gone, they would be nitmu or nevdu, then the basar would be mutter. But here, the imurim are here. They're here and they're ready for Akhtara. We're just delaying their Akhtara not to be Doicha Yontif. We're going to be Makhtar at night. Akhtara Simurim is kosher b'layla. But if the Imurim are still around, then what's the heter to go and eat the Basar? And Tosfos answers that since Lamaisa right now, you're not able to be Makhtar the Imurim, because it's Yontif and there's no heter, then that's Ki'ilu that they're gone. That's like Nevdu. And therefore there's a heter to eat the Basar. That's what Tosfos says. And Rabbi Chanan brings a ray from this, that the din not to eat the basar before haktaras imurim is a din seder. If the Torah was makbid on a specific order, but not that you need the heter of the imurim. The imurim is not a matter of the basar, because if the imurim would have to be matter of the basar, and the imurim are here, and they're ready for haktara, then what's the heter to go eat the basar before they were huter? Elamai, it's only a din seder. And therefore Tosfos says that the whole din seder only is if both options are here. There's a imurim to be makter and basar to eat. There the Torah was makbid, dafka to be makter and then eat the basar. But if there's no possibility to be makter the imurim now, there's something that's being ma'akiv, then you'll be able to eat the basar even before you're makter the imurim. And Rabbi Chanan continues and he says something interesting. He says that when nighttime comes, when yontif is over, and now you'll be able to be makter the imurim, now you'll have to be makter the imurim before you eat the basar. You'll have to stop eating the basar until you're makter the imurim. And he says, don't ask, how could it be that the basar which already had a heter goes now becomes asar? He says, no, because it's always mutter. We're not saying that it's asar, it's just a din seder. It's not that the basar be'etzim has an isser on it. Rather, there's a din, the Torah was makbid, when there's basar and emurim, first be makter the emurim, and then eat the basar. So once nighttime comes, and now you can be makter the emurim, then you have to be makter them before you continue eating the basar. Al Koparim, we saw the Shailin, the Achreinim, is the din Haktar Seimurim a matter for the Achilas Basar, or is it only a din Seder? The Pashtus is, and this is the way most Achreinim assume, is like what Tosfos says Mefurish in a few places, and even though the Rambam is Mashma, not like that, there are those that are Matrik the Rambam, but most Achreinim assume, like the Tzad, that it's only a din Seder. The din to be makter the emurim and then eat the basar is the Torah was makbid on that seder, but not that really you need a heter of the haktaras emurim in order to eat the basar. Now getting back to our sugya, the sefer Minchas Avram in Menachos, the beginning of the second parak, brings B'Shem the Briskerov, who was medayik in a different Rambam, parak tes meiser kabonis alocha yud aleph, that the Rambam said ein hakoyinim zoichin v'chos v'shoik ela la'achar haktaras emurim, and the Briskerov wanted to be medayik from that Rambam to really a third tzad. This Rambam is not mashma that there's any isser whatsoever. Rather, it's a din that there's no zechiyah yet. The din that the kohanim get the basar is a schus that they have. It's one of the manis kahuna. And the Rambam is mashma that until they makter the imurim, they don't have a schus in the achilas basar. But the Briskerov is medayik that it's mashma that it's not a maisa isser. It's not that they're osir b'achila, rather they don't have any rights to it. And therefore the Briskerov explains that since there's no schus achila in it yet, Therefore, if they go and eat the basar before the Haktaras Seimurim, they're not mekayim the mitzvahs achilas kodshim. In general, there's a din that the kohanim have a mitzvah to eat the basar. But since they don't have any schus in it yet, therefore there is no mitzvahs achila in it yet, so if they go and eat it before the Haktaras Seimurim, then this achila does not have in it a mitzvahs achilas kodshim. And he says that's perhaps the pshat in the Gemara and Psachim Daf Nun Tes that we mentioned before. The Gemara makes a drasha that only after Haktaras Emurim, then it says V'hoya Hachaz La'aron Ubonov, and explains that this could be pshat in the drasha that there's no schus achila for Aron Ubonov until they're makter the Emurim, and therefore if they'll go and eat it, then they're stop eating basar. It's not achilas kodshim b'chal. It doesn't have the special mitzvah of achilas kodshim. And with this, the Briskerov wanted to explain Er Sugya, because Er Sugya was mashma that all they did wrong was bizoyin kodshim. The Lashon Bezoyin Kachim is mashma, they disgraced Kachim, but they did not do an outright Isser. And the Briskerov explains that if you go like the Pashtus, that they're not allowed to eat the basar before the Haktaras Emurim, so they should have called it an Isser. Why is it only referred to as Bezoyin Kachim? But according to what he's explaining based on this Rambam, the whole din that they can't eat the basar until the Haktaras Emurim is a din that if they eat the basar before, when there was no schus in it, they have no mitzvah sachilas Kachim. So by going and grabbing the basar and eating it in a tzura, in an ifen that's not a mitzvah, that's a disgrace for kachim. They could have done it in a way where they did a maisa achila, a mitzvah of achilas kachim, and they just went and grabbed it without doing a mitzvah of achilas kachim. That was the bazaar that the Gemara is referring to. So that's the Briskerov's pshat in the Gemara based on this Rambam. However, if you learn like the first tzad we said, that Haktaras Emurim is a matir on the basar, or like the second tzad, that the Torah was makbid on a specific seder that Haktaras Emurim should come before Achilas Basar, then we'll have to explain the Lashon Bezoyin Kachim does not mean to say that it wasn't an Isser. Surely there was an Isser over here, but the Gemara is pointing out this was an Isser which typified their general attitude towards Kachim, which is an attitude of disgrace. The Meshech Chachma in Parashas Tzav, Perek Vav, Pasuk Ches, he quotes over there a Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchos Meiser, Karbonis Perek Yud Aleph. The Mishnah Lamelech says that one who eats the Shiraim of a Mincha before the Haktorah of the Koimitz is much worse than one who eats Basar before the Haktorah Seimurim. Because the Koimitz by a Mincha was equivalent to the Dam by a Korban. Just like the Dam by a Korban accomplishes the Iker Kapara and is matter the Basar, so too the Koimitz by a Mincha is equivalent to that, and is matter the Shirayim Ba'achila. And therefore, just like by Dam, if one is to eat the basar before Zrika Sadam, he's over an Isser and he gets Malkus, so too the Mishnah Melech says, if one eats from the Shirayim of a Mincha before the Haktaras HaKoimitz, they are over this Isser and perhaps they get Malkus. Now the Meshech Chochma continues, and he says, based on this Mishnah Melech, we can understand the Psukim and Shmuel. And he quotes a Gemara which discusses the chet of the Bnei Eli. And he says, if you look further in the Pesukim in Shmuel, where Hashem sends the Navi to chastise Eli about his son's chatoim, and it says, Lama sivatu bezivchi ubeminchosi, asher tzivisi moin. Why are you disgracing my zvachim and my menachis, which I have commanded in the Beis HaMikdash? The psukim are mashma that the same chet, and this is what how Rashi over there explains as well, the chet that they did with the karbonis that they ate from the basar before the haktaras seimurim was also done with the menachas. They ate from the mincha before the haktaras hakoimitz. And the Meshech Chochma says that based on this Mishnah Lamelech, the chet of the mincha was much worse than the chet of the zvevach. Because by a mincha, to eat from the shirayim before the koimitz, that's equivalent to eating from the basar before the zrika sadam, that's definitely an isser. And perhaps there's malchus for that also. And with this, the Meshech Chochma explains the pasuk earlier, pasuk Yudzayin. It says, "Vatehi chatas hanorim gedoy lemoiris pnei Hashem, ki nietzu hanoshim es minchas Hashem." The pasuk stresses that their chet was a chet gedoy lemoir, and it mentions the mincha. And the Meshech Chochma explains because the chet of the mincha was much worse than the chet of the zevach. That's the way the Meshech Chochma explains the psukim. Al kaponim, according to this, definitely there was a chet that was going on with Bnei Eli. It wasn't only bizayin kachim, it wasn't something which would only consider a disgrace, it was an outright chet. Even if you'll understand that by a zevach, it's not an isser gomor, however, by a mincha, it definitely was, and it was not only a question of bizayin kachim.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.